Good evening and welcome to the Parsha Podcast. We are up to Chamishi Avayera, and here we go. Va'avram had been ma'as shana, and Avram was 100 years bivaled lo es Yitzchak bino, when his son Yitzchak was born to him. Va'tomer sarla tzchok asali elkim kol hashomei yitzachik li. Sarah said that Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Shem Elokim actually Midas Adin made a joke for me. Anyone who will hear us will laugh at me. The Rashi adds that they'll laugh not at me but with me. The Midrash says, why will they laugh with me? Because also on that very day, many other women who were infertile also were able to conceive. V'tomer mimi lel la Avraham hineka vanim Sarah. Who would say that such about Abraham, meaning who could possibly fathom that such a thing in such an unbelievable praise, milel, like mi yimalel, gvuras Hashem, such praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who could fathom such a praise? And that Sarah would nurse children, as the Midrash says that she nursed all of the children at the Suda that we spoke about in previous aliyahs. V'igdal hayeled v'igomal, and the child grew up, and he was weaned. V'yasa Avram mishta gadol b'yom higamel es Yitzchak. And Avram made a big party on the day that Yitzchak was weaned. Rashi says 24 months later. Gadol, because the great people of the generation were there, Shem, Aver, and Avimelech were all there at this big party. V'teres Sarah es ben Hagar Hamitzris asher yalada le'Avram mitzachek. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Mitzris, who gave birth to Avram's son, mitzachek. What does mitzachek mean? Rashi gives four possibilities. All three of the Averis Chamuras, whether it's Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, immorality, or Shfichas Damim, murder, that he was fighting with Yitzchak over the inheritance already. Or finally, Rashi gives the last pshat. He said that he would fire arrows at Yitzchak, and they said, no, I was just kidding, I was just playing around. Fatomer la Avraham, and Sarah said to Avraham, Goresh ha'ama hazos v'esbana, drive away this servant and her son. Ki lo yirash ben ha'ama hazos im bini im Yitzchak, because the son of this servant of this slave will not inherit with my son with Yitzchak. Too many Im bini im Yitzchak's over here. Rashi says, why is there so many Im bini im Yitzchak? Is to tell us that even if he was a righteous person, he still would not get the inheritance. This Yishmael. Me'od be'ene Avram al odos b'no. And the matter was very bad in the eyes of Avraham regarding his son. Rashi brings two different possible understandings. Either number one, on account of his son, number one was that he felt bad to throw out his son. And number two, it was very hard for him to see Yishmael going in the wrong direction spiritually, and this is something very, very hard. Vayom Elokim el Avram al yirabe einecho al hanar ve'al amasecha kol asher tomar elecha sara shema b'kolah. And Shem Elokim Hashem Midas Hadin said to Avram, it shouldn't be bad in your eyes regarding the child and your servant. Everything Sarah tells you, you should listen to her voice. Ki v'Yitzchak yikare lecha zara, because Yitzchak will be your future progeny. Rashi adds that from here we learn that Avram's prophecy was not as strong as Sarah Imenu's prophecy. V'gamez ben ha'ama l'goya simeno, I will also make the son of the servant a great nation, kizaracha hu, because he is your son, and therefore he will also have some of that bracha. V'yashkim Avram baboker, and Avram got up early in the morning, v'yikach lechem v'chemas mayim, and he sent with them bread and water skin, Vayiten el Hagar, and he gave it to Hagar, Sam al Shichma, and he placed it on her shoulder, Vyas Hayeled, and the child was also on her shoulder, Vayeshlechea, Vatelech, Vatesa, Bamidbar, Be'er Shava. And he sent them, and they went, and they wandered around in the wilderness of Be'er Shava. Rashi is asking an obvious question here. It said, wait a minute, if Yishmael was already 13 when he had the bris milah, to call him a child and put him on over Hagar's shoulder, that's a little ridiculous, because he's already a teenager at this point. He's already engaging in serious averus, so well, we don't think he's a little kid who's doing this. Rather, Rashi says, well, Sarah gave him a whammy, gave him an ayin hara, and as a result, he couldn't walk. He was so sick, he couldn't walk. Some type of sunstroke, was not able to walk on his feet. So Hagar had to carry him. V'yelchu amayim min hachemes, and they ran out of water from the water skin. V'tashlech es hayelad tachas echad hasichim, and she cast Yishmael under one of these bushes. V'telech v'teshev lami neged harchek kim matchavei keshes kiamra al ereh b'mos hayelad, and she went and sat about an arrow's launch away, saying that I can't stand to see my son die, the boy die. V'teshev minegev v'tisa es kola v'tevk, and she sat facing him and raised her voice and cried. Rashi says they ran out of water because sick people drink a lot of water. Once she saw he was going to die, she put even more distance between her and Yishmael, according to Rashi. Vayishma Elokim es Kohanar, and Hashem Elokim heard the voice of the child. Vayikra Malach Elokim el Hagar, and the Malach of Hashem called to Hagar min Hashemayim, Vayomer la, and he said to her, Malach Hagar, what are you doing here, Hagar? What's with you? Al tiri, don't be afraid. Ki shama Elokim es kol hanar ba'asher hu sham. Hashem has heard the voice of this child where he is. Rashi, picking up on this weird language of where he is, says, well, what does this mean? According to his actions as he is right now, even though Yishmael will ultimately, his great-great-grandchildren will oppress Bnei Yisrael as they're leaving from Bavel and cause them to die of thirst by giving them salty foods as they're being led into captivity by Babylonia, and then give them water skins filled with hot air after giving them salty food, and they'll just expire. And the Malachim said, what exactly are you doing, Kadosh Baruch Hu? Why are you saving them? And he said, no, what is he? Is he a wicked or righteous here now? And with a different upshot than earlier, that he was engaged in idolatry of Odazar Shvichas Damim. He says here, he's righteous. So right now, this is how I'm judging him, not what he's going to be doing in the future. Furthermore, the Rashi says that it's even more of an irony, because the Bnei Yishmael are going to cause him to die of thirst, and yet to their progenitor, you're giving him a well of water? How is that fair? Hashem says, no, Bashir Husham, how he is right now, that's how I'm judging him. Kumi si'ias hanar, come, lift up the lad, ve'chziki es yadech bo, ki l'goy gadol simenu, hold his hand tightly, because I will make him into a great nation. Ve'kach Elokim es enea, and Hashem Elokim opened her eyes, Vatera Be'er Mayim, and she saw a well of water, Vatelach, Vatimale es Hachemes Mayim, Vatashk es Hanar. So she went and filled up the water skin and made the lad drink. Vaihi Elokim es Hanar, and Hashem Midas Adin Elokim was with the Na'ar, Vaigdal, and he grew up, Vayeshub Bamidbar, and he dwelt in the deserts. Vayhi rova kashas, and he was a great hunter, an arrow shooter, a marksman, an archer. Vayeshev b'midbar, and he dwelt in the midbar Paran. Vatikach lo imo isha me'eretz Mitzrayim, and his mother married him off to a woman from the land of Mitzrayim, just like her. Have a good night. This is the conclusion of Chamishi.